Hey, are you almost ready? I've been waiting out here for like 20 minutes. You said that 10 minutes ago. Either you come down here right now or else I will leave. Finally, there you are. Wow. Even though you took for freaking ever, you look amazing. I always loved you in a silk black dress shirt. They show off your muscles perfectly. Okay, since today is your birthday, I planned something extra special for you. I know you really don't like the outdoors, nor do you like anything that involves nature, but I really planned this surprise for you and I hope you enjoy it. Yes, you can trust me on this. Okay, let me open the door for you. You are getting the full package today, my good sir. Yes, only the best for my king. Okay, so we are going to that beautiful park where they have that cute bird watching area. Now, tell me, birthday boy. Now, tell me, birthday boy, what did your parents do for you today? Your mom sure does love making you those cute birthday pancakes. What were they this time? Chocolate chips? She makes the best chocolate chip pancakes ever. And let me guess, your dad went on a whole ramble about how you are the greatest son in the whole world, and he is so proud of the man that you are today. I know you wish I was with you this morning, but I had to set this surprise up for you. It took a lot of planning, but I know it's going to be so worth it in the end. Your mom also helped me plan some of it out. I needed her wonderful decorating skills. Okay, let me park the car here. And before you get out of the car, I have a gift for you. One that you sort of hinted to me that you wanted. Here you go. It's the phone case of us, cartoon style. I know you wanted a phone case of me, but I don't know. This is a cute idea. Well, I figured the cartoon version of us would be so adorable. I know I'm the greatest girlfriend ever. And you will be saying that again once I show you your big surprise. Don't you dare touch that door handle. Like I said, today you are a king and shall be treated as such. Now, let me blindfold you really quickly. Yes, it is necessary. I'll hold you tightly and I won't let you go. Promise. Okay, just hold on to my hand and I'll wrap my arm around your waist. Doesn't this weather feel nice though? It's not too cold, nor is it too humid. I know you hate being outside for long periods of time, but you'll love this. I promise. Okay, just stand right here and ta-da! Don't you love it? I set up a cute little picnic and I hung up several pictures of us from my dates and trips I've taken over the years. Is that a tear I see coming out of your eye? Oh, honey. You deserve so much, and I am happy to have you as my boyfriend, my man. Now, let's sit down on the picnic table, and then we turn on the lights. Doesn't it seem more romantic now? So, I packed some of your favorites. I have banana bread, of course. I also made your favorite Subway sandwich. But it is homemade. It's the Subway Club. With pickles, no lettuce. Jalapenos, extra mayo, and Parmesan cheese. Oh, now how could I not forget the barbecue chips? Because, in the words of you, how does one eat a sandwich without barbecue chips? No, you're not wrong. I also asked my grandma to make some of that potato salad you love so much. She made it with extra love, just for my king. Now, eat up love, and then we will have a piece of this yummy banana bread. That is if you're not too full. Did you enjoy it? I'm glad you did. Now, let's have a piece of this banana bread. Oh wait, let me send you a lap and feed you. Please, baby. You know I love doing this for you. Okay, open up. Hey! Why did you spit it out? It doesn't taste good. What? Okay, let me have a piece. Oh my! Ugh! This is horrible! Did I make it? Oh, it's that obvious, huh? Yeah? I tried to surprise you with homemade banana bread, but I guess I didn't look at the recipe well enough, or I don't know. Aw, well, thank you for that. I did try really hard for you. It's okay. We can just go back to your house and have a slice of that yummy cake your mom made for you. I should probably ask her how to bake. I love all of her sweets. Also, this isn't the last of your birthday surprise. No. I got us a hotel room for the night. With a nice jacuzzi where we can just relax and just have a nice night. And then, once we are out of the jacuzzi and all dried up, I'll treat you like a real king. I love you too. Happy birthday, my king.